So has the soul escaped the explanatory power of science? Not at all. At least that's the view of Princeton University neuroscientist Michael Graziano, author of the book God, Soul, Mind, Brain. He says our evolution as socially intelligent animals has shaped our religious beliefs. Graziano told Steve Paulson that our ideas about spirits and the soul can be explained entirely by new insights from brain science.
What is consciousness but our perception of a mind in ourselves? What is the spirit world, ghosts, angels, or deities, but the perception of minds that we attribute to specific locations around us? So the entire range of phenomena in the spirit world is essentially the perception of mind, which depends on these specific brain mechanisms that evolved to make us socially intelligent.
So you're saying someone's encounter with a spirit, neurologically speaking, is basically the same as someone experiencing God?
They're based on the same mechanism. That's right. So just to ground this a little bit, probably all of us have had the experience. You're sitting by yourself at night in a house and your imagination goes a little off and you start thinking maybe there's somebody in the house. I kind of almost sense, it's almost like a palpable sensation of another mind. That, I'm suggesting, that is essentially your social machinery constructing this perception.
So what is your understanding of the soul?
Well, there are very specific perspectives on the soul. I think there's a set of intuitions that are ubiquitous across all cultures and perhaps across most people that we have something in us that's non-physical, a mind, an intention, some kind of awareness, and this property can survive beyond the death of the body. And that's really kind of encapsulates the concept of soul. And what I'm saying is actually this is something that can be approached scientifically. It can be understood scientifically in that what we're looking at is a type of perception, specifically a social perception. And these seemingly ethereal properties are constructs, perceptual constructs of the brain.
Well, it sounds like you're also saying that to some degree, the way our brains are wired, going back to our evolutionary history, it's almost inevitable that we are going to have religious impulses. We're going to look for explanations for things that don't seem to have any explanations. And so that's where our belief in spirits and God comes from.
I think that's right. In other words, we evolved in a social environment, and therefore we have an ability to reconstruct the intentions behind events. And therefore, when we see events that otherwise are inexplicable, we tend to resort to that type of thinking and invent intentions and some kind of agency to explain those events. I think it's in us to do that.
Michael Graziano is a neuroscientist at Princeton. He talked with Steve Paulson about his book, God, Soul, Mind, Brain.